Coughlin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Well, today's already October 25th. Fall harvest is in full swing, and the farmers have been enjoying the stretch of good weather to get the crops out of the fields. I hope your yields have been coming in good and that you are thinking safety first while working at your harvesting. Also, as you go about your harvest, be sure to keep complete and accurate yield records for corn and soybeans, as you will need them at the FSA office for the new market facilitation program, or MFP, here later this fall. The MFP program provides direct payments to supplement artificially depressed corn, soybean, wheat, dairy, and hog markets to producers who have been directly impacted by the retaliatory tariffs. Producers need to apply for MFP by January 15th of 2019. Applications are available either online at www.farmers.gov/MFP or at a producer's local FSA office. Once you have that application, you may return your signed application form CCC 910 by mail, email, fax, or deliver it in person to your controller recording county FSA office. Payments will be made after you have completed 100% of the 2018 applicable crop harvest, such as a year all completed with your harvest of soybeans, and you have certified the production to your FSA office. You do not have to complete harvesting of all crops before applying for the initial crops, such as like the soybeans. Payment rates are $1.65 for soybeans, 1 penny for corn, 14 cents for wheat, and $8 a head for hogs. Initial payment amounts will be 50% of these payment rates that I just gave you at the time of application, and USDA will later announce a second payment rate, if applicable, that will apply to the remaining 50% of the 2018 production. Again, producers may certify their 2018 production at the time of application if you have completed the harvest 100% for that particular crop, or you may wait until you've completed harvesting of all crops, or wait until after January 1st of 2019 if you wish to defer your income until the 2019 tax year. Either way, I encourage producers to ensure this certified production and the number of bushels or number of hogs will match any supporting documentation that you may have if needed for spot check provisions, and that you have initiated the CCC 910 application prior to January 15th of 2019. Hog producers will be paid on the number of head of hogs on hand on any given day between July 15th and August 15th of 2018. Production records for those hogs could include breeding records, inventory records, sales receipts, veterinary records, etc. There is a payment limitation cap of $125,000 for all grains and a separate $125,000 payment limitation for hogs and dairy. Again, for more information, producers may want to check out our site at www.farmers.gov/MFP or get in touch and contact your local FSA office. CRP incidental grazing. Producers that have CRP acres that may want to glean the crop fields after the harvesting has been completed need to remember that if there are waterways within those fields, or these need to be fenced off or to make a request at your local FSA office for incidental grazing. This would require a 25% payment reduction on the annual rental rate for the 2018 CRP payment on those acres actually utilized. Remember, you must make this request for incidental grazing prior to placing the livestock out on the fields. Incidental grazing days are limited to a maximum number of 60 days, so you should plan your gleaning aids accordingly for the number of days. USDA commodity loans. FSA reminds producers that marketing assistance loans, or MALs, are available for the 2018 crop to help producers through periods of low market prices. The 2014 Farm Bill authorized market assistance loans through the 2018 crop year. MALs provide interim financing and allow producers to use the eligible commodities as loan collateral and obtain a 9-month loan while the crop is in storage and delay the sale of the commodity at harvest time lows and be able to wait until more favorable market conditions emerge. MALs are available for wheat, corn, soybeans, and oats. In order to meet eligibility requirements, producers must retain beneficial interest or ownership in the commodity, meaning that they must have that control of the commodity or a title to it until the market loan has been repaid. For more information on market loans, please visit your local FSA office or online at fsa.usda.gov. For more information and clarification on any of the FSA programs, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office. Tune in next week at this same time for more updates.